This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, you know, I spend most of my time gathering for you the latest, most cutting-edge news stories, carefully examining the day's CT scan, then assembling America's crack medical team and making precise incisions with the aid of a Stryker 1588 laparoscope in the groundbreaking surgical artistry that is my monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, when I need a little extra cash to pay off my cockfighting debts, I set up a rusty cot under a tarp in Washington Square Park where I ply curious passersby with bathtub cough syrup to help dull the pain while I use garden shears to cut out anything that looks superfluous in the amateur appendectomy tent of news that is my segment. Cannot wither nor custom stale. Its infinite variety, meanwhile, never fails. Meanwhile, thanks to a year of home delivery dinners, the price of chicken wings is going through the roof. That's why chicken chain Wingstop is now selling chicken thighs under a new virtual brand called Thighstop. Also, what my legs say after climbing more than two flights of stairs. Thighstop. Thighs are a cheaper part of the chicken because more Americans prefer other cuts of the chicken, like the nugget, the tender, and the dinosaur. But, oh. What's wrong? I'm licking a dinosaur. But the CEO of Wingstop is confident he can get us eating thighs, saying, "We believe we can make them a center-of-the-plate item." Of course, first, they'll have to convince Wingstop customers to use plates. Chicken wing costs aren't expected to drop anytime soon, but Wingstop is optimistic, saying, "If we can buy all parts of the chicken, we can start to control a little bit more of the supply chain." That's right, all parts of the chicken. So get ready for the delicious offerings from Beakstop. Meanwhile, really? Really, you don't want a beak? You don't want to fry it? I swear to God, you fry it long enough, I'll eat a beak. Meanwhile, I'm being told we have breaking sex doll news. Off the coast of Japan, an emergency crew rescued a sex doll after mistaking it for a drowning woman. Still no word on whether the sex doll was thrown away or trying to kill itself. The doll was spotted by a local who said, "While I was filming for my fishing video, I thought that a corpse had come floating by." So the sex doll is in a fishing video. It'll all be documented in the reality show, Horniest Catch. Of course, the true meaning of this tale of fishing and sex toys is captured in the immortal words of Lao Tzu: "Give a man a sex doll, he'll have sex for a day. Teach a man to fish for sex dolls, and you'll never see him again." According to reports, authorities were relieved when the apparent corpse turned out to be a sex doll. So no evidence of someone dead, just evidence of someone dead inside. Meanwhile, Law and Order star Christopher Maloney has achieved newfound viral fame for his juicy butt. Okay, hold on. The man is 60 years old. Just how juicy can his butt actually... Oh, my God! Holy ass mountains majesty. There you go. This explains his starring role in the new spinoff, Law & Order SZU Special Zaddy's Unit.
Buns, buns.
Meanwhile, in Thailand, in the middle of the night Friday, this elephant smashed its head through a woman's wall to rummage around in her kitchen. Look, you can't blame the elephant. We've all had those nights when you're walking home from a bar at 3 a.m. and you're like, I would put my head through a wall for some Thai food right now. And there you go. And the elephant did find something, scarfing down an entire bag of uncooked rice in one bite. I hope he's not paleo, because he just ate a ton of carbs and possibly a wet cell phone. We'll be right back.
Coming up, Steve Carell. Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
My first guest tonight is a very old friend. He now stars in the new Apple TV Plus series, The Morning Show. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Steve Carell. How you doing? Nice, eh? We've known each other a long time.
I've known you longer than I've known my wife.
I've known you longer than I've known my wife.
Yeah.
We should be together.
I think so.
They don't deserve us. We're famous. But I love seeing you, but it is a little surreal to have you out on the show for Late Show host Stephen Colbert to interview movie star Steve Carell. Because you're just the guy at the next cubby down at Second City to me who's also putting his stuff off the floor because there are rats down there.
Totally, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, do you remember when we found the rat?
Yes.
I was there.
And do you remember when Rubano freaked out and started beating it to death with a fence post?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I had to walk out of the room at that point.
Yeah.
And
I couldn't look away. Well, I was the new guy.
That's what's up. Yeah.
And I was like, I guess this is what I was supposed to do. I guess this happens every night at Second City.
Nope. Kill the rat. Kill the rat.
I just learned out I found a new Steve Carell that I did not know before. And I hope you can explain what's going on here. This is you. What is going on with that mustache right there? Hey. You lived in witness protection for many years,
right.
under the name Ramon Garcia, I understand. What's
on
going on here?
On Lacrosse, my nickname was apparently Pepe for some reason.
So how long did you have the stash, Steve?
On and off for about 30 years.
I never knew you with a mustache,
I grew
though.
A mustache to play lacrosse because I thought it made me look more intimidating. Look at that!
How old are you? Look like a knight's page from like 1312.
Yeah.
How old are you here?
17.
17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started growing a beard when I was like 14.
I know.
Super easy.
I know. You need to shave halfway through this interview.
I know. I do.
A number of guests have come on here. And I'm sure people have said this to you over the years, that one of the things that they know that both of us did together was waiters who are nauseated by food.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the... I don't know they actually saw it or they just love the idea.
Well, anytime you say something like that and have a little pause, people are going to applaud.
I don't know what that is, but do go on. We both had scene ideas for the Dana Carvey show. I had one called... I had something, a bit that I did called Waiters for Nauseated Food, and you had one.
I auditioned with a piece called A Podiatrist Who's Nauseated by Feet.
With no knowledge that the other person had this other bit that they did. Because I was a waiter, and I used to read the specials list when I was hungover from the night before and pretend to be nauseated from my other waiters. And so we did it on air, and it got both of us hired at The Daily Show.
That was the thing that they loved.
I'm not joking. When they found out that I was in Waiters for Nauseated Food, they hired me on the spot. And 6 months later, like, we got to find somebody else.
Well, you got me hired on The Daily Show.
Well, you because sort of I told them, hire this guy. Like, who is Steve Carell? And after 6 months, I went, wait, he was the guy, other guy in Waiters for Nauseated by Food. And they went, get on the phone.
Yeah. Well, no. So I do owe you my career to a certain extent because you did. You really were instrumental in getting me that job.
When's Daddy getting his beak wet? Come on, baby. Mm-hmm.
No.
Don't make me put my rings on.
Not gonna
now, do you still enjoy the fake vomit?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Sure.
I'm actually just gonna watch you for a little bit.
You're the guest. No, please.
No,
you're the guest.
Please. I was just starting to taste it a little bit. Because you
okay.
If you can taste it, if you can taste it a little, your eyes can water a little bit. I mean, I never told you this story. I had a friend named Brewster. When we were kids, we were playing basketball, and it was the tip-off. And so, somebody said, and he was going to throw the ball up. Somebody said, throw the ball up. Throw it up. Throw it up. And Brewster just went, blah, into his hands. And
that's a skill, man.
It was like the equivalent of a mic drop. Like, dry heave. No, this guy just went, blah. There you go.
How old were you?
We were probably 10 years old. Good I've never seen anyone with the ability to just vomit on cue. Fantastic.
Sure. Sure, and what became of this gentleman, do we know?
Yes.
Is he going to be
watching tonight?
Yes,
he is a hydrogeologist.
Is he really?
Yeah, he is.
Well, good for you, Brewster. Kids, that's a message of hope right now.
He's a fantastically smart guy.
Speaking of not being able to keep your lunch down, do you remember, because we have a clip here, do you remember...
I thought you were going to bring up a movie that I did or something.
Speaking of not being able to keep your lunch down,
as a segue,
Evan Almighty. Very funny. I just picked it up.
You had to.
Yes, exactly.
Come on, I teed it up for you.
So, do you remember when we were at The Daily Show and we did a lot of stuff together, sort of even Steven kind of stuff?
Right.
And you came up with this idea. It was your pitch. For a spring break and, like, binge drinking?
Oh, yeah, yes.
The idea was, what was telling people?
I would be the guinea pig, because...
No, look, originally you said, what if the both of us went out and got so drunk, and then we did the whole field piece about how it was like to be blind drunk?
Yeah, it was a field piece. The idea of it was to show the effects of alcohol on the human system. A lot of local news people do it around the holidays.
Yes.
And as, you know, cautionary tale, this is what happened to me, so you should not do this.
Like doing shots and stuff like that.
Right, so I thought we would do a controlled experiment.
And I said, I think that's a great idea. What if, though, only you get blind drunk and I just watch you do it?
You just administer the experiment.
I administer the alcohol and I, like, take the notes and I basically question you. I'm the control, okay? Right.
So I started with, I think, a glass of rosé. And I moved to a shot of Jägermeister. And
this Long Island iced tea.
Long Island iced tea.
Yes.
And this was all on camera.
With a time lapse.
And you were taking notes. And
you were insisting that at a certain point, you insisted that I punch you.
Yes. I took off my shirt and I said, punch me as hard as you can in the chest.
You eventually took off your shirt. You didn't. We have the clip here of when you were saying, punch me. You didn't know that the shirt comes off eventually, but this is not the moment the shirt comes off.
Oh, did I open the shirt?
You did not open the shirt for this part.
Oh, okay.
But this is all real. Steve is committing to this bit. You are as hammered as I've ever seen almost anyone. And staying conscious.
It is the drunkest I've ever been in my life.
Jim?
Steve. Okay. Hit me in the chest. Just punch me.
I don't want to.
Punch me in the chest.
Do you still
Come
think...
On! Oh, geez.
I woke up. The next day I woke up and I thought, what happened to my, did I fall down a flight of steps or something?
Well,
and my wife was so mad.
She was mad at me.
Yeah.
First of all, she was mad because I took you home. And she knew this was your pitch and all that kind of stuff, but I took you home, and you're like drunken Jesus sailor over my shoulders trying to get you to the front door of your house.
Yeah.
And you're like, what did you do to him? And I'm like, I didn't do anything. I agreed to do a yes and in his idea.
Well, she thought that you were going to stop my heart with a punch to the chest.
Well, when she later saw the punch, she said, you could have stopped his heart. And I went, have you seen my arms? He could have shattered my wrist.
Well, the other element of this was the ride home. And
yes.
I believe it was Evie's car.
It was my wife's station wagon, because we have small children
right.
at the time. And she said, fine, just don't throw up in the car. You can use my car, just don't throw up in the car.
And I remember you saying, there's a bag in the front seat. You were so kind to drive me home. I mean, it was all planned ahead.
Yeah.
And you said, whatever you do, don't try to vomit out the window. And I immediately tried to vomit out the window.
And it just went in the door.
Well, the window was up.
Yes.
It wasn't down.
Yeah. And that's why I said, don't try to vomit out the window.
And then, so for the next...
Because it was winter.
And you tried to get that out of the mechanism in the door for...
Before Evie could find out.
Yeah.
It did not succeed.
No. So we had two very disappointed spouses that
Yes, day. Yes. Luckily, your wife has a sense of humor.
She does.
Eventually about this. She's actually maybe funnier than you.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you guys laugh a lot? Do you like,
Mm-mm.
No? just stare silently.
The secret to a happy marriage is staying in separate rooms most of the time. No, we do this one thing.
Uh-huh.
Somebody asked me, like, does your wife make you laugh? And this is a little hard to explain, but I will say her name, and she will shoot me a look, but never make eye contact with me.
Oh, sure.
So, say Steve.
Steve.
I'll do it to you.
Okay.
Ready? Steven. And so we can sit for a half an hour.
Oh.
Honey. And sometimes there's like one or two different points before
you
settle on that.
Well, please don't go anywhere because we have to take a little bit of a break, but we'll be right back with more Mr. Steve Carell.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to superfans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods, too, by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a superfan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world...
It's Fire Nation time, Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
We're here with Steve Carell. Steve
recently
reported, this is news, this is breaking news.
Uh-oh.
The Office is the most watched program, most streamed program on Netflix. Beats everything. Stranger Things, Friends, everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Mm-hmm. I hear good things. I've never actually seen it, but I hear... Do you ever watch yourself?
No.
Never?
Mm-mm. No.
No. Did you when it was on?
No.
Why?
We did.
It's a pretty good show.
Well, sometimes a cast would get together,
yeah,
and we'd watch it together, and that was really fun.
Yep.
But no, I tend not to do that. I don't know.
Ever? Do you, like, watch your movies or anything like that? I know
really
that's kind of like a... hackneyed talk show, do you watch your movies? But I'm curious, do you ever watch your movies?
No.
You've never watched one of your movies?
Oh, if I had been in Shawshank Redemption, I would watch that. Because I always watch Shawshank Redemption when
it's on.
You know
what? Would you like to see Shawshank Redemption with me? Because I have never seen Shawshank
Redemption. You're kidding me.
Nope. Never seen Shawshank. I don't know how. I've got this hole in my, like, knowledge of things. And one thing that's a hole, and I've kind of kept it that way now.
Oh, wow.
Because I want to see it under the right... I want to see it with the right guy. That would be fun.
I'll take you
to
Shawshank.
I want to see it with you and me and, like, Morgan Freeman and Tim Robbins.
Yeah.
See with them. And go, stop it every so often and go, it's pretty good.
What were you guys thinking when you shot this scene? No, I don't. I don't tend to watch that.
Okay.
Stuff.
Not even Despicable Me with the kids?
Mm-mm. No. Hear it from the front of the car when they were little kids.
Oh, okay.
I've heard a lot of animated movies.
And did they know? Have you been in things that your kids don't know that you were in? Like you've been a voice of something, and then you go, like, that's actually me, and they go,
no, I'm
what?
Really specific that they know everything I do.
Well, now you have you've returned to TV, such as TV is these days.
Right.
You've finally returned to the tiny screen with the new show on Apple TV Plus. Is that what we call how you get it?
Sure.
You call it? No, it's your thing. Is it called Apple TV Plus?
It is. It is called that.
That's what it says here. It
yep.
says Apple as says Apple
it.
TV Plus
it's
right
called
there.
The morning show.
It's called the morning show. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And who do you play in the morning show?
I play a morning anchor named Mitch Kessler. Who
yes.
is a very handsome.
Yeah.
And.
Okay.
I didn't wait for that. A very handsome, charming, narcissistic anchor.
And he gets in a little bit of trouble, doesn't he? We're not giving anything away by saying that, right?
No, he gets into a bit of trouble. He's a person with an enormous blind spot as to how people perceive him, how he perceives himself, and
he's a subject of a Me Too accusation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's the host of a morning show on a network.
Right.
Where on earth did this character come from, Steve Carell? Is it based on anyone at all?
It is completely fictional.
We have a clip right here. Do we need to set this up?
This is Mitch Kessler talking to his agent, trying to figure out what the next step will be.
Okay. Jim.
I know it's only been a few days, and I know that you're going to tell me that it's too soon, but let's, just for a second, let's look at the larger context of hashtag MeToo. It's been what? 2 years? We're 2 years in? I feel that people are screaming for an honest conversation. And what do I do? What do I do best? I am a journalist. I can feel when the world needs me to articulate something for them, to help them understand. And believe me, I know this is going to require a high degree of sensitivity, but I love a tightrope. I love it. It makes me feel alive.
Wow. He should not do that. Well, a delight. A delight to see you again.
It is always a pleasure.
Give my best to your lovely wife.
And to yours.
The Morning Show premieres on Apple TV Plus on November 1st. That's Steve Carell, everybody.
Steven,
we'll be right back. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.